Twiskers.
That's correct. I'm AJ Twist.
It is. I'm T.
And this is episode 335.
This is the Zangoose episode.
Zangoose, oh shit.
This is the, what do you think? I mean, this is a hard one.
He's the...
It's a lot more grounded than you imagine. A little more Avatar than you would imagine.
What?
I said what I said.
He's the, why am I, what's the name of that other Pokemon? He's a Seviper eating Pokemon.
Yo, that'd be so funny if a Pokemon was named as this Pokemon eating Pokemon. Fucking hilarious. No, this, I said to get, I think, more Avatar.
Avatar.
Because he's the cat ferret Pokemon.
What? Okay. Okay.
As a side note, this fool terrifies me. He looks fucking scary. I wouldn't want to see this fool in real life. Like, I'm glad he wasn't in that movie.
I'm just
sad. Detective Pikachu, you know?
Oh, he should have been, though.
No, he's terrifying. I don't like him.
He should have. Maybe you're a Seviper. He should have been a, like, a, he doesn't have any other evolutions. Like, I feel like he.
That's just him, huh? That's how he rolls?
Yeah, he's one of them single evolution types.
Damn, that's wild.
Yeah. But yeah, we're.
Weird when they make those, isn't it? Like, what's the point of this?
Yeah, it's like,
this
why?
Pokemon?
Like, everything should have a smaller form, right?
Even back to the old game, you know? Like, there's a few of them that are just like, why? Like, Farfetch'd, Tangela. I know eventually they made something for Tangela, but up until that point, it's like, why?
Tangela has an evolution, not like a pre-evolution, though.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, Snorlax got a pre-evolution.
Oh, yeah.
Hitmonlee and Hitmonchan did.
Yeah, but at the time, you're
at
just
time,
like,
yeah.
What the fuck are these? Jeans. Like,
well, all the early ones have a pre-evolution now, huh?
Not all of them, because, Farfetch'd does, huh?
He has an evolution.
He doesn't have a pre-evolution? I think he does.
No, he doesn't.
No. Oh, yeah, Clefairy.
Clefairy has a
pre-evolution. Oh, she always had Clefairy.
But it ought to have, yeah. Huh.
Is there, shit, we're going to have to investigate this and get back to you guys.
Yeah, I'm going through the whole Pokedex in my head right now. Right now, I'm on 35.
Well, if you couldn't tell by this conversation, this is the
podcast
about
episode.
The podcast about video games, comics, animes, card games, movies, shows, all that stuff. And yeah.
We're live on twitch.tv/collision28. Catch us here every Wednesday. Wednesdays.
At 7:30, you know, in that window.
Or you can watch us on Unfocus. I'm sorry, on youtube.com/Unfocus.
You can also guess our
podcasts.
Mm-hmm. And you can also guess our home website, collision28.com. Tweet us at unfocused28, @unfocused28.
Yeah.
And then if you want to, you know, ask us to ask questions or talk about things we talked about before, or, you know, tell us things you want us to talk about in the future, you know, just email us at unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
All right.
So you want to start off with your unfocused week, AJ?
Yeah. Very uneventful. Like, last week too.
Me and AJ knocking beers back, man. Cheers.
Yeah.
Finally.
Liquid Death. Bam. This is it's sparkling.
That's an actual, oh shit, you're getting closer to beer, right? Now, is there actually alcohol in this one?
No, there's not.
Okay, not yet, okay.
No,
it's
water.
Yeah, you know, it's getting closer every time.
It's getting closer.
First it was sparkling, now it's flavored.
Yeah,
this is
called Bury It Alive.
It's a
sparkling beer. I didn't expect it to be sparkling. I tasted it right now too. I was like, I just realized, wait, that's sparkling.
I seen one like in a gold can, and it was like sparkling Liquid Death or something like that.
Shit. The black with gold, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I don't like sparkling water. Like, why? I don't know.
Makes more sense of the can theme though, you know?
But
you don't fuck
anyway,
with that.
Nah, I'm good. So yeah, I just been chilling out, didn't play anything really. I don't think so.
No KOF?
No, didn't do any of that. No Smash or anything like that. Nothing. Play some Digimon.
Yeah, we entered a tournament.
Yeah, that's right. We entered a tournament. That's right. Forgot about that. Didn't read. I didn't do shit. Like, I've been actually a friend of a friend type of thing, you know? Steven, Scuba Steve, you know? I don't know if he ever, I don't know if he's ever been, I think he's been around here and there. Anyways, he's building a computer. He bought all these computer parts and he didn't know how to put it together. So he's like, got in contact with me and trying to put that together for him.
Mm.
So, I've been fucking around with that. It's crazy with computers and shit like that because you got all these pieces. You think they should work together, and I put them together, and it wouldn't boot. It's like, what the fuck?
Huh.
Well, it's like either something's dead or maybe,
they don't compute together.
Maybe they're not compatible, right? Mm-hmm. And I started, like, researching real quick, and it turns out the processor he bought is not compatible out the box with the motherboard he bought.
So you have to make modifications?
And no, you have to like you have to update it. You have to update the motherboard's BIOS. But the only way you can do that is if you have a chip that works on it. So like it's like, well, I don't have a spare processor that I can throw in there to get it to work that's older. So I actually had to go and rip out my server's processor just to put it in there because my processor and my server is a little older. And it was compatible. And that's what I did today because I had time today. So I actually went ahead and broke open Lumiere, my server, and took out the processor and the RAM, threw it into the motherboard, and got it booted up, and I updated it. So that was fun. And then I started putting the computer together a little bit. It just seems to be wired up and everything. And then mostly I've been working on that website thing. I've been working on that Digimon shit. I'm just getting crazy with that. Now I'm trying to stylize it. What last week I made a filter so I can search things by filter and shit. I can filter things down to a T now and find whatever. I even added to show me like all the cards I either have or don't have. So if I'm searching for something, but I only want to see the cards I have, I can filter that out now. So getting all crazy with that. And then let's see if I can open a random page here, but let's see. We go with this guy. This guy's boring. But this page, this is how my page looks like right now when I look at a Digimon card. Kind of plain and simple, so I've been trying to like stylize it to make it look, you know, cooler in some way. And so I have, let me get to a good freaking Digimon or something with some actual text. Man, that looks cool. Let's see if this works here.
Are you trying to have one of every card age just so you have everything in the database?
Yeah, no, I'm trying to stylize this shit here. So this is what I've been working on, and if I can make any circles, got some shading going on here. And
so you got the extra color for when they get dual colors and shit.
Yeah, I can do that now too. Ooh, like if I can, oh my God. That was like, have you seen freaking, what's his name? The new dude from BT7.
Pokemon?
The level 7.
Sasunamon. No, I never pulled him. Everyone keeps Sasunamon.
Yeah, but you see his digivolution here?
The fuck?
Yeah, it's a fucking rainbow, right?
Anybody can just become this fool?
Pretty much, yeah. So,
damn.
I learned how to make a rainbow.
He's very inspirational.
Yeah, exactly.
He's pretty badass and powerful, but anybody could be him, you know? Like,
yeah.
You just believe.
Exactly.
He digivolved, right, you know?
He digivolves from a tamer.
Damn, this shit just got real.
Literally, any tamer can become Sasunamon.
Shit just got real right now.
Just by sacrificing a bunch of other tamers.
So all you gotta do is sacrifice, you know?
Exactly, yeah. I have one. I was running one in my deck. I've never been able to pull it out. But that was in the very beginning. Now that I've been playing my deck more in Digimon, I feel like I probably could pull it out now. Now that I know how to fucking throw shit away properly and all that. So I might want to try to throw them back into a deck. I only have one of these bitches, though. But that's what I've been working on, just stylizing this shit, getting these circles and all that. Like, you can't just say, oh, make this shit round. You got to fucking go program and say, round out this corner, make it this big. And, yeah, like, there's been plenty of things that just I do shit and it breaks everything and everything's overlapping and that's been a pain in the ass. So I just be fucking around that for the most part on some CSS shit. I didn't mean to close all that. And then, yeah, just watching... I watched Turning Red. Have you seen that one, the Pixar?
Mm-mm.
I am doing it in CSS, but like I said, like you can't just say do one thing. You gotta like, it's all CSS. CSS fucking just does crazy shit if you don't word things correctly. So that's what I've been. Never mind. Yeah. Have you seen Turning Red, the Pixar movie?
No.
No.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Did see that.
Is it good?
It's good. Yeah, I liked it.
It's on my list.
Very. Chinese definitely like focuses.
Oh,
like
the style of it.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a cool movie, and I need to go because Pixar theory shit, right? It's not what you think.
What does that mean?
I know. What does that mean? I guess it's not. I know it's. I know what I was going into when I started watching. Actually,
I don't know anything about it. I know nothing about it at all. So there's nothing. I have no preconceived concepts.
But like, I'm wondering how this connects to all the other Pixar shit. You know, they have that Pixar theory out there, how everything's connected.
You know, someone's already got a video. You should fucking should make your theory video before anyone else does.
I don't have a theory video.
Figure it out.
I want to see some other people's theories. Well,
make your own right now.
And how shit connects. I mean, I guess I could assume some shit, but, Oh, and also they put a timestamp in it too. Like, it takes place in 2002, which is crazy.
That's specific.
Yeah, it's very specific. And what's crazy, remember the Bratz Dolls?
Yeah.
So there's like a boy band group that exists, you know, in the story. They fucking look like Bratz Dolls to me.
You think they did that on purpose? That's pretty funny.
Maybe.
It came out in 2002. That's around that time.
That's true.
It's around that time. Oh, that's funny.
The meaning of the title of the movie changes pretty early on. Yeah, I guess so.
You're telling me more than I know already about it right now. Maybe I should just be surprised.
Supposed to be about a girl turning into a red panda. True. Okay. I thought it was a tanuki for a little bit, unless that's what a tanuki is.
It's kind of like that, actually. Mm. Anyway, anything else for your Unfocus Week?
Nah, that's pretty much it.
All right, for my Unfocus Week, you know what? I did not see Turning Red, but I think I mentioned last week that I saw Raya the Last Dragon finally.
Oh, finally, really?
Did I not talk about that? Nah. Okay. I saw Raya the Last Dragon. That was really good, man. The fighting in it was sick.
Everyone says they get Avatar vibes from it.
No, man, I said that ever since I saw the trailer. It looked like it jacked everything from Avatar. Like, and you know, I felt a little less like that once I saw the movie, but for sure there's still a lot of Avatar elements in there, I felt. You know, and it makes sense. Avatar's like a good 10, 15 years old now. So that makes sense that there was like big time creators now that were influenced by it.
True.
You know, she looks mad like Korra. Hmm. Yeah. You know, I was wondering if she was going to start being interested in that girl. Yeah, the villain, you know, the enemy
to,
or whatever.
To continue the Korra vibes.
Yeah. But yeah, it was very good. Martial arts in it was super sick.
Yeah.
The animation was tight. Awkwafina wasn't so annoying. You know, it was cool. I liked it. It was good. And then I saw Encanto.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that show was really good. You know, some of the songs didn't hit as good as other songs. Wait, Raya the Last Dragon's not a Pixar movie, right? That's just
That's just Disney. Yeah, and I don't even think El Canto is Pixar either. I think that's just also Disney.
And you know, it's funny. No, Encanto is definitely Disney for sure. That one is. Mm. And yeah, you know, some of the songs didn't hit with me, but the songs that were good were really fucking good, and I liked it.
I haven't seen it in full. I kind of walked in on Carla watching it for probably her like fifth time or something at one point. And then I started watching the rest of it with her. But
you should watch it from the beginning. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I definitely missed the beginning.
It's like Umbrella Academy, but Latino.
Interesting, yeah.
And for kids.
That's right. With singing.
Mm-hmm. With singing. Well, they're singing in Umbrella Academy. They got musical moments, remember?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
You know, probably got about the same amount.
I don't know about the same amount, but okay.
Yeah.
When's the next season coming out?
Oh, actually, I saw a poster about that. It's like in June or something like that. It's pretty soon. Yeah, it's really soon. There's like some posters and shit now.
Nice. I want to go back and rewatch like some of those series that are coming ongoing, like Stranger Things. Like, I feel like I haven't seen any Stranger Things in forever.
You know, it's funny. I kind of don't care about Stranger Things anymore. No. I don't know if it's because they waited too long or what. Like, you know, I did really like that last season. I was entertained by it, you know?
Yeah, I feel like it's been too long, though, right? Like, you're almost forgotten about it.
Yeah, and I try to think about it because I know they've been, like, slowly, like, releasing information about the next season, but I just can't get hyped, man.
That dude's in Russia.
I know. I saw Black Widow. I know where he is. Yeah, I know where he is.
Yeah, we saw the second part of that.
But I don't know. I just can't find myself getting hyped for it anymore. I don't know why. But maybe it'll change when it actually comes out and I watch the first episode. You know? Mm. But anyway. What else? So Encanto. Yeah, that was cool. There's a quick moment. I forgot why, but like the art like changes a bunch of times. And for one moment, it looks like Encanto is drawn like an old school Disney movie.
Hmm.
And I was thinking, this is a genius idea. Disney, if you steal my idea, you owe me some fucking money. Because I think it's a genius idea, right? Instead of making all the fucking movies that we like that are hand-drawn into live actions for some reason, why don't we make all the Disney movies that came out after that period that have been CGI and make a hand-drawn version of it? I feel like everybody would come out and watch that shit, dude.
Because they gotta hand-draw everything again.
Fucking do it. They want money or not.
Time for that.
You guys want money or not? Like, I feel like people would get way more hyped about that than they do about these live action things.
Shouldn't
you know what I mean? Like,
instead of making live action versions of the hand drawn shit, shouldn't they make CGI versions of the hand drawn shit?
Oh, I think they tried that. Did they try? I feel like they've done that with one or two of them.
I feel like the only thing they've done that with is like some of their like their TV shows.
Oh no, you're right. Maybe that's what I'm thinking about.
I don't think they've done that with a movie yet.
Yeah, that wouldn't be too bad. You could do that too. I just feel like it'd be really cool for. I feel like that's how you can capture the older fans and make them watch something like that with their kids. It's like, imagine if you could see, Well, not Up. That's because it's actually Pixar. Well, yeah, maybe they let them. You know, like let's say Up. You know, yeah. Like do with hand drawn or like Toy Story with hand drawn. Like that'd be pretty sick. You know,
like, I don't know. That'd be weird.
It'd be weird, but it could be pretty cool if it was done like those ones. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know. I just think it'd be interesting. It was an idea I had. I was like, I feel like people would flock to that way more than this live action thing.
The live action thing, yeah. What sucks about the live action stuff is that they're changing parts of it that people liked.
Yeah.
And it's like not for good usually.
Yeah.
Or they're like missing parts. Like people want it to be like frame for frame, you know, and they're not doing that.
And you know what's funny? I feel like when they do it frame for frame, like Aladdin was a little different, but that was mostly frame for frame. And
actually,
I didn't like it. I didn't like it. Like it was all right.
I'm pretty sure I saw Aladdin when I was younger, but I don't remember it at all. The live action, I like that. Same thing with Beauty and the Beast. I like that.
So, you know, I haven't seen Beauty and the Beast yet, but I know that one's basically frame for frame, right?
I don't know, but it seems like it. I don't remember Beauty and the Beast either. Mm. Lion King, I've seen a shit ton of, like, I love Lion King. I see that shit often. So, the live action of that, like, I knew what was missing and what should have been where.
You didn't like it?
Yeah, and I didn't like it. I mean, it's, yeah, there's missing shit, though.
I think I said this before. The only Disney live action recreation I've liked has been Jungle Book. I think everything else I've been like,
Jungle Book's been good, yeah.
Good. Something about Christopher Walken's singing the King Louis song just fucking made me laugh so hard. I have no idea why. I was like, I did not expect this to happen. But you know, he just started talking, and all of a sudden the talk went into rhythm, and I was like, wait a minute, is this happening right now?
Yeah.
And he started singing, and I was like, oh shit, this is really happening. Like, yeah. If anything, I wish there was more of that.
Hmm.
And my one other complaint.
But look, that was CGI, though.
Yeah, but it was live action too. There was people in it too.
Yeah, but you know, it's mostly CGI, so maybe it's better when it's now than Lion King, though. Actually,
yeah, Lion King. How about that, man? You know what else is the only other mistake is that Scarlett Johansson was Ka, right?
Okay.
There was a Trust in Me song. If you watch the credits at the end,
oh, like deleted shit, huh?
Yeah, there's her singing the Trust in Me song, and I'm like, you didn't think you should put that in the fucking movie? I'm like, I would have been so happy about that, you know? Like, just a whole moment with Kai, like, trying to fucking eat him.
I can understand them, like, just not even doing it, but, like, they did it and didn't put it in.
Yeah, like, they were so close. Fuck, like, they were, like, 1 second away from just doing it for a minute, you know?
Yeah.
They just chose not to. It was weird.
You know, I was kind of hoping they would do in the live-action Lion King is put the Zazu's Morning Report. There's a song that they didn't put in the original animated, and I was hoping they would do that. I don't think they did it, though. I do
remember the Morning Report.
Yeah. I remember seeing that later. I was like, what is a whole new song I was supposed to go right here?
Damn, you know what's funny? I mean, I guess it's a big story and a lot of shit. I guess, yeah, even going back to Macbeth. But Lion King's a lot like Dune.
Hmm.
Just think about it. You already saw Dune. Just think about it. I think I have to tell you. You could just think about it. Yeah, be like, that shit is.
See that.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Dune. Okay, so I have been like, you know, I have background shit happening when I'm like programming and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
So my new background shit has been some Slayers.
Yeah.
Slayers and Avatar. I mean, we're going back and forth. But with Slayers, I was watching Try because I feel like I haven't seen Try in a while. Like
Try is the shit.
Yeah. In my Plex server, it says I haven't watched it yet. I was like, that's bullshit. So let me go push the watch counters on that, right? Remember in the very beginning when they're in the desert and they had those sand people fucking straight out Star Wars, right? And then they had the freaking worm, right? And I was like, wait a minute. Is this fucking Dune shit that's going on right now?
Wow. How did I never think about that? You're right. That is some Dune shit going on.
Yeah. I was like, holy shit. There's some Dune shit going on right now.
That's so funny. I never even thought about that. You're right.
Yeah. So like, I had a mind blown.
They weren't stealing Star Wars. They were actually stealing from the source. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, funny. It's not Star Wars. This is Dune. But yeah, so that's something I did kind of catch.
Alina's the type that would want to eat the sandworms.
Probably. Yeah, if you told her it was a delicacy, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else you got?
Oh, yeah, there was other things. What else? What was the last thing? Man, I'm focused, guys. We got so lost in talking about the Disney stuff.
Did we? Or did we find ourselves in it?
Damn, that was deep. I spent some time constructing my deck.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, as AJ mentioned, we entered a Digimon card tournament. And so, you know, I went there and I was like playing around my deck, tailoring it the whole time, playing to test it out in the tournament, my blue and red deck. And like two nights before, I'm like, man, I'm not going to use my blue and red deck. I mean,
yeah, I didn't think you're going to use it.
I'm like, you know, it's so experimental. For anyone that doesn't know, I'm doing, what do they call it? A rogue deck. I'm creating a rogue deck, which is a deck that's never like made any headway or isn't famous at all. So basically you kind
of... It's not part of the meta.
Yeah, you've come up with an idea or you're trying to introduce an idea that you feel like no one has.
Yeah.
And so I've kind of made a rogue deck red and blue. And basically I want to take advantage of all the things that blue can't do, because those are... and red has those things. So I want to use some of that, basically protecting yourself from attacks. Anyway, but you know, 2 days before the tournament, I'm like, man, this is too experimental. I'm not going to survive in this tournament. I'm not going to use it. And so I was like, I'm just going to use my my red deck. It's fastest one I have, I guess. It's pretty good, you know? And right before the tournament, I had played a few practice rounds with my blue and red, and I was like, I didn't do bad with that. And they're like, okay, tournament time. And I was already shuffling. I was like, should I get the red deck out? Nah, fuck it. I'm just going to play with the blue and red.
Wow.
I did, right? And first match, I paid for it because I lost, because I didn't draw anything that matched. And I was like, fuck, this is exactly what I was afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
The second match, I played against somebody who was even better than the first guy I played. And, you know, he was fucking me up at the beginning. And he was about to... I could tell next turn was going to be game turn. I'm like, all right, hopefully I draw something good. And this is game, you know? And I could actually pull off the shit I want to pull off, which is a one-turn knockout.
Yeah.
And I fucking drew the card I needed. I was like, fuck yeah. Double lightning joust.
Lightning?
Oh, no, sorry. Single lightning. Single lightning joust.
Can you do double?
No. It was single lightning joust with Imperial Dramon. And then hit, double. Yeah, and then Digivolved became Imperial Dramon.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, hit double, hit again, and then attacked with my little fucking memory blocker. And then I was game. I got him, and he was like, holy shit. And he had to look at lightning joust, too. Wait a minute. He's like, wait, hold on. So I don't think you get it twice. So I'm like, says for the turn. And he was like, wow, I've never seen that before. Like, holy shit. I was like, I don't think it exists, man. I was like, I'm trying to make this up, you know? And, you know, eventually I ended up losing that match, but I got it, you know? I got the one-turn knockout.
Yeah.
And I played somebody else afterwards who was actually a tournament winner. Like, he had won a couple of tournaments. And I got a round off of him with that deck. And I was like, oh, shit. I should play with this deck more often. And I got it. But, you know, the tournament guy, he's never seen that deck. Yet, after three turns of playing with him, he knew what I was trying to do, and he started doing everything he could to block it. And it would have been cool, but I got no tamers, no rookies. I got I have a gang of tamers and a gang of rookies, and I didn't get any. And he was like, "It's like, yeah, you just got unlucky." He's like, "This is a good idea if you can get it." He's like, "That's the trick. Like, that's a really tough thing you're trying to do right there." I'm like, "Yeah." So anyway, it was a good experience. Yeah, good time. I'm glad I used the experimental deck just to learn something, because otherwise what's the point about if you don't learn about it, you know?
That's true. That's cool. I wanted to ask you about the first guy you played. I think I played him before. He had a Commandermon deck, no?
I played him beforehand as a test game too. I played that guy. He wasn't bad. I think,
what did you think of his deck?
It was good. It was faster.
Like compared to like maybe my deck.
His was faster than yours. I feel like there's little things you could take from him. But I think overall you have bigger plans that would do cooler things, but his happened faster. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't get as much cool lock shit. Like, your deck kind of locked me after a while.
Right.
His didn't do that, but he whittled me away so quick, like, that it didn't matter, because it was already game before I got a chance to really build my shit up.
Yeah, because I played him last time in a tournament, and I
oh, went, you had played him before?
I played him in a tournament last time, and we're both Commandermons, because I went into Commandermon last time, so, like, we're, like, doing the exact same shit. We knew exactly what each other were doing. And said, like, he had a couple of cards that were different than what I had. One of the main things he had that I didn't have was that Mechanorimon. I'm not sure if you came across him or not.
A blocker?
That he's a blocker that unblocks himself if you get hit by...
Yeah.
If he survives.
Yeah, he had it. Yeah, he had it. That's right. I remember that.
Yeah. That was the only thing that was different. But we're pretty much playing the same shit. But
yeah.
Now there's been new cards out since then, so I'm wondering, like, what he's doing different now.
You know, I wish I would have... since he was the very first person I practiced played against, I didn't get to side deck him. I wish I could have side decked him and see what I could do different, like, to mess with that.
Right.
You know, but yeah, he wasn't bad, though. He was pretty good. Yeah, I just feel like he kind of got a lot of early level threes and made sure to attack with them early, and he put me in a really bad spot early in the game when I played him. I think that's the only difference between him and you.
Mm.
A little more aggression.
Right, yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, but yeah, other than that... green hybrids everywhere. That was a crazy thing in the tournament.
I think I played one green hybrid, and I don't remember it.
Both of the good players I played were doing green. No. One of the good players I played was doing green hybrid, and Will fought somebody really good who he beat, actually. Will fought someone who was one of the best players there, and Will beat him.
That was hilarious, the story, too, because, like, when they called, like, you know, the next round, you know, they called Wags and whoever, you know, and that whoever guy was like, I'm not moving. Just come to me. And I was like, everyone's just like, what a bitch, you know? Like, that's what I was thinking, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, Wags went over to him, played him, you know, and then kicked his ass.
Yeah, he was very humble. He was even talking shit to him a little bit, like, about his ranking and his last match and shit.
Oh, yeah.
He's talking shit to him, and Will beat his ass. 2 rounds. I'm like, oh, shit, Will. I'm like, you kicked that fool's ass. Yeah, and he was like, I think he ended up winning that tournament, but, you know, he didn't beat Will, though.
No, but he didn't
win. Okay, good shit, Wags.
That's hilarious.
Yes, the tournament went well. It was well for knowledge, for information, because I feel like next time I play one, I'll be way better. I just got to get this deck to be faster. And the guy, who, like I said, who I play that actually played a few big tournaments, he was saying, like, honestly, you should just wait for BT8 to do what you're trying to do, because, like, there'll be more Imperial Dramon support.
Right.
Because there's some broken shit coming in BT8. Anyway.
Yeah, there's, like, fighter mode and paladin mode coming out.
Yeah. And there's blue-green splits, too.
Yeah,
I'm like,
there's all that coming out, too.
I think there's even another dragon mode coming, too. Like, a different version of dragon mode. Like, I'm like, fuck.
Oh, you know what? I have not... Oh, it's right here. I forgot, like, we got tournament packs, too. What'd you get?
Oh,
I completely forgot.
I got Chimeramon.
Yeah.
I got a dope-looking Chimeramon. Right. And you got Lady Debbie.
Yeah, Lady Debbie. I completely forgot about that. I haven't even, like, looked at it. Still in this...
Cards are hard to find now, and now you have one with alt art.
Yeah, I got an alt art... Lady Debbie.
Even the regular ones are hard to find now, dude.
Yeah,
they're worth
are.
A lot of money.
Yeah, for my birthday, Anne bought me like a couple of packs, and I pulled out one Lady Debbie out of like I think it was four, like the 4-pack thing, you know.
Yeah.
I was like hoping to get something cool. Coolest thing I got out of everything was the Lady Debbie. Even That's though it's like, it's a rare too. It's not even like
but not even super rare.
It's not even one of the super rares or anything like that. Yeah. But now I think I have probably 8 now.
There you go, 2 sets.
Yeah.
Other things in my focus week. I had watched, I started watching the show Yellow Jackets. Have you heard about this?
No.
Oh, man, it's so fucking crazy. It's like, I guess it's kind of a horror show, but it's like Lost. Ooh. This girl's soccer team, I think, or soccer or volleyball? I think they're soccer. And they're like a championship team, and they're going for a big-ass match somewhere, and they got fucking, their plane got fucked up, and they got stranded on the island.
Oh, wow, yep.
And you know? And what's worse than being,
tour.
Right? Well, what's the only thing worse than being stranded on an island?
Being stranded on an island, I don't know.
I feel like you were actually going to get pretty close. Just say what you're going to say right now.
I don't know what I was going to say. Being stranded on an island with a bunch of people you don't like.
Yeah, you're pretty close.
Yeah.
Being stranded on an island with cannibals.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
it's like the same thing.
So basically,
good,
yeah.
Good job, AJ.
Well, it depends on the cannibals, you know, if you kind of cooperate somehow.
Yeah. Well, that's what the show's about. And, you know, flash forwards.
Maybe they can eat the people that you don't like, you know?
Yeah, somebody's going that route. In
oh,
the
shit.
But, you know, anyway. Yeah, it's a pretty interesting show. It's like Lost because they fast forward to them off the island and then while they're on the island. And it's like, oh, shit. Like, once they're in the future, once they've gotten out and, like, how fucked up they are, what their life is after that shit. It's pretty crazy. It's a good show.
That's interesting. What's it called?
Yellow Jackets.
Where is it at?
Showtime. Where you see wherever you watch Dexter. That's
okay.
Where it is at.
Yeah. Have you seen that new Dexter?
You know what? Now that I have Showtime, I should. I can now. I should.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Did you watch it yet?
No, I haven't heard anything or seen
it. Damn, we should watch the first episode.
Man.
Anyway. What else did I do? I think that's about it. I watched that. I do think I saw a movie.
You know, one other thing I did, I was at Target and I saw freaking My Hero Academia playing cards, like the Universal shit. I was like, what the fuck? So I definitely bought
it. Damn, they had them at Target?
At Target, dude. Actually, Wags hit me up. Like, he actually was like, look what I found right now at Target. I was like, oh, snap. And then the next day I went, happened to be at Target.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, shit, they actually do have them.
One other unfocused thing, because I don't think we're going to talk about it too much, so I might as well talk about it now. I saw some of the Oscars, mainly the part where Will slapped the shit out of Chris Rock. Slapped the taste out of his mouth, bro.
Yeah, like I saw like a bunch of memes like happening. I was like, wait a minute, what the fuck's happening? And I went on Twitter and everyone was talking about it. I was like, oh shit. And then I jumped on YouTube and people already had fucking videos up about it. And even freaking, you know, these dudes that do like random skits sometimes, RDC World 1, I think is what they're called.
Mm-hmm.
They do like anime, like, you know, funny shit, like little skits, right? They fucking threw a Will Smith one out right away. Like literally like 20 minutes after that shit happened, they made a skit kind of like, oh, here's what happened afterwards, you know, just kind of making fun of it.
That's fucking funny.
I was like, what the heck? The guys are quick. Oh, man. But,
and the internet's on it, bro. They don't play around.
And then all the memes that came out, I hear people calling a Will Smith slap a two-frame fucking slap.
Hey,
that's how fast it was.
Speaking of that, Look, see, we start talking about that and like we get
with the subscribe things. Yeah, the fighting game references.
Do you see? Look.
That's hilarious.
Wait, look when he's walking around. Like how he's glowing. Like, you know how when you already have the super, but you haven't activated it?
Yeah. His bar is already glowing. Oh, shit. It's a fucking seven.
We gotta post this one. Look.
It's hilarious.
Just because you made a fighting game reference, I had to make sure you saw that.
Yeah, no, I saw a couple of fighting game references. One too, like I seen shit like that. I saw one with hitbox. You know, when you play like in training mode, you can put the hitboxes on, and you know you'll. I saw that where Will Smith had the like blue boxes on him, and then Chris Rock was the red boxes.
You know what I thought that was? I actually thought that was a Dune reference to the old Dune movie.
Oh,
because their shields look fucking whack, like straight up CGI, like
right.
Like old CGI blocks. I thought that was a reference to that. Like, you know how like they wouldn't go through the shields and shit, but like. But no, you're right. I think it was more like that. Like
the hitbox references,
It's fucking funny, dude.
Yeah.
All right, but I mean, that's a... Oh, one of the cool things to say about the Oscars that actually is connected to our podcast.
MKXRay1 says...
Oh, my God. Well, with a skeleton break? Oh, that's funny.
That's hilarious.
One thing I do want to say about the Oscars that actually has something to do with our podcast. It didn't get Best Picture, but fucking Dune won a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Dune won a lot of categories. I'm fucking glad. I still wish they would have got Best Director, which he didn't get nominated for as bullshit. But, you know, at least they got all that other stuff. And I did, one thing in my Unfocus Week I didn't mention. Oh, that's fucking funny. One thing I didn't mention that I did do for my Unfocus Week. You made me forget what I was saying, AJ. God damn you, AJ. He messed me up, man. I don't remember what I was saying.
Dune should have won more or some shit like that.
I saw Coda, which is the movie that ended up winning Best Picture, and I saw it like right before. That movie's fucking amazing. Yeah, see, I thought that was a Dune reference, but yeah, it's a hitbox. I get it now. I saw the movie that won Best Picture right before, and I was like, damn, that movie was really good. And I remember watching that movie like, I won't be mad if this beats Dune. And then guess what? It fucking took Best Picture, and I was like... All right, cool.
That's cool. I heard, what was it? Apple was like one of the first ones to win like Best Film or something like that.
That's what I'm talking about. Coda. Coda. Best Picture. Yeah, they went for Apple. It's the first streaming movie to ever win Best Picture.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say right now. Yeah. So that was cool to hear.
It deserved it. It's really good, dude. It's really good. It's about a girl who can hear and she takes care of her deaf family, like her brother and her mom.
Oh, okay.
And it's just crazy. It's really good. It's not as sad. It has sad moments, but it's not as sad as it sounds. It's actually a really good movie, like entertaining and shit. You know, I think it's pretty cool all around. I think that's about it for my Unfocus Week. AJ, was there anything else you want to say? You copy that Scott Pilgrim CD yet? Is that part of your Unfocus Week?
No. Come on. Shit, that's still there.
Yeah.
All right. No, I got nothing.
All right. So with that said, wait, we got a review before we do the news, right?
Oh, I guess we could do that.
Do we have music for the review?
Yeah, we do.
Review music.
So I'm guessing we're doing spoilers.
Yeah.
Not of the Batman, though, but of something that came out on Marvel. Where is my spoiler topics? Bam. Oh, my God. What's it called again? Moon Knight. Just so everyone know, it's Marvel's Moon Knight. So it came out Wednesday. Just one episode, right?
Yeah, bullshit, right?
Yeah.
Is this the first time we only got one episode? Maybe. Oh, no, we got one episode for What If. But yeah, okay, this one and What If, I think the only ones where we got one episode. Which, you know, I think this one would have been served to give us two episodes.
I think WandaVision was one episode, but first episode was long though.
No, we got the first
it
two.
Was two. Okay.
They just both happened to be black and white episodes, but there was two for WandaVision.
Okay, WandaVision was two. Okay.
And you know what? I really like this one, but I do feel like, for me, okay. Let me start. What did you think about it first? Before I say anything,
it was interesting. Like, it didn't like grab me right away though. Like, it was just interesting just to see what's going on. But I feel like everything I saw in this episode was shit I saw in the trailers.
I felt that too. Almost all the trailers are here.
Yeah.
Which is good. I like that.
Yeah.
That means almost everything from here is shit we've never seen.
True.
I like that.
Yeah.
But no, you're right. You know, I liked it a lot. And I feel like it was perfect for me. I'm a horror fan. I like slow burn shit.
Okay.
I already know shit about Moon Knight.
I don't.
Exactly. That's what I mean. I feel like this is perfect for me. Maybe not perfect for the average watcher, which I feel like they maybe should have put two episodes out.
Yes.
You know, just so people could really get a better idea of what the fuck is happening
exactly,
here.
Exactly, yeah.
So Marvel kind of zigged where they should have zagged on that one. Now, that being said, I thought it was really fucking good. I liked the suspense. I liked that it was always, I was always on my seat. I liked that I was like, huh?
Yeah.
Like, the whole time, every time something happened, which was a lot of dope things did happen in that episode, but I was like, what's going on? Like, what the fuck? Yeah, I like that it kept me on my toes and it was nonstop. Yeah.
Tai Chi said this is the first one that doesn't have a connection to the larger MCU yet. Like, everything else has a reference. We kind of know where we're going, where we're coming from. Mm-hmm. This is one of the first ones, like, we don't know anything. There's no connection, like, straight off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's probably why it felt the way it felt to me.
And Oscar Isaac said in this one, with Moon Knight, he's trying to make his Iron Man, his own Iron Man. That was his exact words. And at first, when I heard him say that, I was like, what? Because Moon Knight's nothing like Iron Man,
yeah.
You know? But when I saw this episode, I'm like, I get what he's saying. He wants you to care about the character and their issues. And, like, groundedly, you're wondering what the fuck is going on with Steven Grant. Like, is he going to be okay? Or, like, you know, what's his deal?
And why is he called Mark, you know?
Yeah, why are they calling him Mark? All this shit, you know?
With the C.
You know, so it's like you care about... I think he means to make you care about the character... like the actual character before you care about them as a superhero.
Right.
Because I do. I'm like, what the fuck is up with this guy? Like,
yeah. Yeah, no, like, I got those vibes too. Like, I like what he's doing there, like, chinning himself up, you know, because he suspects, he knows he has an issue where he doesn't know where he gets, where he goes. He doesn't know what's going on. So he chains himself up, has all these, like, things he does.
Puts tape on the door, sand around his bed.
Yeah, the sand thing. I'm like, why is this? I'm like, oh, I get it now, the footprint. That's pretty clever. But then, like, you know, what are the chances that your personality, your other personality doesn't know the steps, you know? Like, I don't know.
That's, it's a scary cat and mouse game if you think about it. Like, cause
yeah.
You're wondering how much, how, if this,
yeah,
first
off, like, how much you know.
Yeah. First off, speaking from the concept that you might have a separate personality, first off,
yeah.
You got to take that as a possibility in your reality first. Okay. I might be somebody else too. No, second up, I'm going to play this cold chess game with myself to see how much my other self knows.
Yeah.
Which I'm guessing from what we saw, it knows all his tricks, right?
It seems like that.
Like it just puts the tape back.
He knows nothing, but like his other personality knows everything, it seems, which kind of sucks.
Man, the best one was the fucking fish.
Yeah.
Where he was like, no, no, no. He grabbed the fish on the table. No, no, no. What the fuck?
Yeah.
He was like, this fish had one fin yesterday. How many fins does it have now? Two. And did you notice she said, it's just like I told you yesterday.
Yeah. Which, what I'm hoping for, what I'm hoping for is that we see the whole day play out again, like the whole episode played out again, but from the other.
Oh, like we'll go back?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so cool. We see Mark Spector's perspective.
Exactly. Or kind of just piece it out maybe through future episodes. Like, this is what happened that day.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like how Ethan Hawke's character is scary, even though I don't know absolutely anything about what he's doing, except that maybe he's a cult leader.
That's what it looks like so far.
Other than that, though, I'm like, I know nothing about you, but you scare me for some reason. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Great.
If they're gonna do that, they should give us two episodes, right?
That's what we're saying. We feel the same way, Tai Chi. We're confused, but I also like the fact that he blacks out, and then we just pick up after he's done terrible things to people. I was like, oh shit!
Yeah.
And I was like, man, what if I could get out of my problems that way? Like, you're just in this horrible situation, you just black out, and everyone's on the ground, like fucked up, like damn, nice. And you're just gonna keep doing what you're doing, like.
But yeah, like I'm hoping to see like those scenes and how they played out. What I'm wondering too now is like when he would black out in those moments, was he like just a normal dude or did he transform into Moon Knight in those parts, you know?
That I'm not sure about.
Because at the end, that's what happened.
Yeah, I'm not really sure exactly, but I will say in the comics, it could be either one. He could just be switching personalities and, you know, it's the mercenary who is Mark Spector.
Mm.
And he's just good at fucking hand-to-hand combat. But sometimes he's blacking out because he turns into Moon Knight. Mm. So I can't call it. I don't know what's been happening every time.
You're right. Tai Chi says, yo, that dislocated jaw was pretty nasty. That was pretty nasty. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with his face right now?
It looks so real, too. I was like, whoa.
And then when he, like, crooked his jaw, I'm like, oh, shit. That was pretty good. Yeah, just wondering how he ended up like that, too. Like, where the fuck am I? Why is my jaw, like, dislocated? I'm on the floor in the middle of nowhere. Like, that's all some crazy shit. But, yeah, so it feels like a almost like a mystery in a way, too.
Yeah, it's like he's solving the mystery of himself, which is scary. It's a scary concept.
I was going to say something else about that. Oh, yeah. So how many personalities is he supposed to have? Because I feel like at the end, that whole mirror to mirror thing made it seem like he had more than just the other personality, just the two.
Well, at the root, he has three.
Oh, shit.
But, well, I guess technically four. But really, he also has, if he's really crazy and all this Moon Knight shit ain't real, which is a possibility. In the comics, they're like, maybe this shit isn't real. Maybe all this is in his head.
Okay.
Then maybe he has five personalities because Khonshu would be another one. If it's not real. If it's real, that's just a separate entity that's giving him power, you know?
That's fucking... Okay.
Wild, right?
I want to know if he's going to be like sensui or something. That's what I'm wondering about.
Well, that's the whole... Yeah, it's kind of like that. But then... So here we get to the sensui part, right? He has issues where he starts... thinking that he's Spider-Man or that he's Wolverine.
Oh, wow.
And he actually even gets some of their abilities when he fucking trips out and thinks he's them. And he starts acting like them and shit, like in a lot of ways.
That's interesting.
It's really fucking weird and like creepy and interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if one day, you know, his personality disorder is going to get so out of control that he starts turning into other superheroes or, like, mimicking them and shit. Like, you know, like, everyone's like,
then
what the fuck is wrong?
He becomes Taskmaster.
No, dun, dun, dun. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how out of control, how far they're going to take this, because he gets pretty nuts in the comics, so.
Okay. Yeah, like, I have no clue what to expect from this character at all. I don't know anything about him from the comics, so right now I'm just going along for the ride, like, okay, what's going on?
You want a little context? You want a quick, brief context of who he is?
I guess, if it helps.
Do you want me to tell you?
Or
you
sure, yeah.
Okay, so Mark Spector is actually the guy, the pilot in the comics. And Steven Grant is one of the other personalities that he uses to trick himself into thinking he's not anybody special. So he makes this, like, Peter Parker weak motherfucker that gets stepped on by everybody and shit, so he kind of believes that.
Okay.
But Mark Spector is actually the real him. And what happens is Mark Spector decides to be a good guy. He's a mercenary that kills for money and fights for money and shit, right?
Oh, wow, okay.
But he decides to be a good guy one day and, like, makes a, you know, goes on the straight and narrow. He's like, you know what? I'm only going to work for good people and shit, right? He does this, and then his whole unit betrays him and kills him on a mission in Egypt, right? And then the god Khonshu, which is the statue which he's dying under, you know, and where they kill him, he's dying under an Egyptian god statue. And then that god speaks to him and says, yo, I'll save your life if you promise to pledge your life to me. And it's like, I'll give you my energy and my abilities, and then you can fucking, you work for me, but you can live on and continue to be Mark Spector, you know? And he's like, fuck it, I'll do it, you know? I want revenge on these motherfuckers. And then, so then he fucking wakes up, he becomes Moon Knight, comes back to life supposedly, and fucks all these fools up. But again, in the comics, they also kind of imply that maybe that's, whole thing never happened and he's fucking crazy, you know?
So, that's crazy,
but that's the idea in the comics. And then
right,
Mark Spector is just Steven Grant, like I said, is one thing to like to confuse himself and his enemies so they don't think that he's Moon Knight. That's one personality. The other one is a guy called Jake Lockley, and he's a cab driver that's like a dirty cab driver that goes to the grimy parts of New York and fucking drives around shitty people and bad people, and that's how Moon Knight learns about how to fuck people up, like who's bad and who he should be fucking up and who he should be going after, right? And then there's another superhero persona he has called Mr. Knight.
Mr. Knight.
Yes. You can look him up if you want. But Mr. Knight is like a detective. And, you know, he's kind of classy. He doesn't like to get his hands quite as dirty as Moon Knight does. Mm-hmm. And he's a little funny. He's a little odd. He's a little bit weird. He wears a suit, you know? He wears all white and shit. Yeah, Mr. Knight. And I feel like we're going to see that personality in this show, too.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to throw this picture up here if I can, because Tai Chi says this is a scene that he wants to see in the show or something like that.
Wow. That's fucking hilarious.
So that'd be a cool way to fucking bring together the Netflix stuff together.
Are you still crazy? A little bit. You still murdering people? A little bit.
But yeah, so interesting freaking concept with this character. Like, we'll see how much they actually do with it. See what the actual origin is.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah. All right. But yeah, so so what's your overall thought with it then?
I love it.
You love it so far?
Good so far.
Okay, cool.
You?
Yeah. I like it so far, but like...
What the fuck?
I'm not to the loving it point yet.
You're still in the what the fuck phase,
yeah,
right?
I'm still like, what the fuck's happening right now? Like, you know, because anything can start off pretty good, but then when it gets further into it, then you're like, okay, no, that's a waste of my time. So I'm interested. I'm at that interested state. Like, okay, I want to see what's next.
Okay.
Not because I like it right now, but because I'm just interested. That's where I'm at right there right now.
You should read the comics that Chris let me borrow about Moon Knight. It's like a 6-issue, one and done thing. Yeah, I thought it was all telling one big story, but each issue is about something totally fucking different about Moon Knight, and it gives you a really good perspective as to how crazy he is, because you're lost every issue. You're like, wait, is this continuing from that last thing? And like, sometimes it is, sometimes it's not, and you're just like, what the fuck? It makes you feel like him, like crazy and shit.
Where is he based in exactly right now, too?
London.
He's in London.
Yeah, he's a British hero. I mean, he's from Egypt.
Yeah.
But he fights crime in London, England, and eventually he comes to New York.
I see.
Fights crime there, too.
All right. Yeah, because that's also what I was wondering. Which, this might be one of the first Marvel characters we have not in America?
Besides the Eternals.
And Black Panther.
Yeah, besides Black Panther and Eternals.
And Shang-Chi.
And Black Widow.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, they're fighting in Russia, right?
Yeah, they were, yeah.
That's about it, though. Yeah, there's not much. There's not much.
Not much, though, yeah, okay. I guess Hulk was in Brazil for a little bit, too, though, right?
Yeah, he wasn't saving nobody. He was fucking shit up.
All right. But yeah, okay, that's Moon Knight, and we'll definitely come back next week with more second episode and all that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That being said, should we just go ahead and jump right into some news, AJ?
Okay.
Yeah. Great confirmation.
Hilarious.
Man, that's just too funny, dude. I don't know why I just get
with the phrase before he hits
it. Yeah, no.
Perfect.
Right? The cutscene animation, you imagine?
All right. So in some news, Will Smith slapped the shit out of Chris Rock. I'm just kidding.
Dang. All right. I'll kick us off, though, outside of that. Diablo Immortal. You know about that, right? The new phone game.
Oh,
coming.
Yeah. It's still not out yet?
No, but it's coming out soon. I didn't know this takes place between Diablo 2 and 3.
I didn't know that either.
I'm like, I hope there's like a little YouTube video I can watch that tells me the story of this game.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to play it. I just want to fucking know the story of it.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be just like Diablo 3 on mobile. I guess not.
I feel like that's what I was led to believe too. But no, this is actually a fresh story written by the same creators.
I wonder if they did that because there was so much backlash when that game was announced.
Because
people were like, all right, again, new Diablo 4 announcement. They came out with, oh, Diablo on mobile. And there was like, the fuck? Even someone.
I remember that. I was mad. Too.
Yeah, because they also have like a Q&A too, where people, fans, because this is at BlizzCon, right? So there's fans there, and fans are able to come up to a mic and ask questions. And someone came up, was like, "So was the announcement of this game a joke? Like, what's the real thing?" Like, he literally came up and asked, "Is this a joke?"
Damn.
Yeah. So, I guess now I'm wondering now, like, oh, did they go back and rewrite the story of this game? So
I would not be surprised. It'd be the smart move if it wasn't
it'll
already
give fans
like that.
A reason to like it, yeah.
It already tells me I'm already more interested than I was initially when they talked about it, just because of that. You know, I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. And then they responded. Blizzard responded, like, don't you have phones? because why are you putting this on? And you're like, well, don't you have phones?
Right.
Now that's from Blizzard.
That's a quote. But yeah, the interesting thing I found about this game, how can I put this? I want to put this the right way. When you change your class, you know, like from Paladin to, let's say, Assassin, right? You keep your rank and your level.
Oh,
and
shit.
And all your jewels and all your money.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
So here's what they say specifically. When you change your class, you'll retain all your progress on Paragon levels. You'll receive a new set of equipped items appropriate to your new class, and you can transfer all of your item progress and gems to them. None of your old equipped items or stash will be lost, and your progress on Heretic vessels and the Heliquary will stick around too. So, damn, bro, all your abilities
that's
that you
weird.
Learn in your tree skill and shit. How does
But yeah, but like,
does that mean you have to redo the tree skill though, at least, or does the tree skill
Diablo 3 doesn't have a tree. Diablo 2 has a tree, but in Diablo 3, you learn an ability, and then you just have it.
And then you can choose to use it or not.
And then you learn another ability later on, and it's just there. And then later on, you can switch between them, and you can power them up differently by adding different runes to them. And you can change the style of that move. So you might have like a normal energy blast, but later on, you can turn it into like a fireball, or you can turn it into an ice ball, shit like that.
That's cool.
It's kind of weird. And then you have different, I don't remember it. I'm trying to go back, like think about it. Like, there's like different types of attacks you could have too. Like, I don't know, it's weird, but I can see like where it's not going to be that complicated to transfer that over.
I like that. I mean, that I hope whenever they make a Diablo 4 or whatever the fuck we're getting next, whenever the fuck we're getting it, that they keep that concept, because that'd be cool.
Yes, and no. Like this way makes it way too easy to play it, and like people can just, you can just change whatever you want to do like right away. I think a lot of people, like even I, like after playing it for a while, I was like, it doesn't feel that fun anymore. Something about that was cool about Diablo 2 is like you're creating a character, and if you fuck up, you just fuck up, right?
That's true.
Like that whole tree thing was pretty cool, but this one just made it too easy.
I feel like it'd be better if maybe like everything transfers except for you have to learn the abilities again. Like, you know, let's say you keep your level and shit. You keep your level, you keep your power, you keep your money.
But your actual tree
skill goes back to zero now that you're a paladin. You have to work for all those paladins.
Instead of that, reset everything to zero, but then you still have your points, and then you can just start adding your points into it real quick.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool. Build it up. I'd like that.
Maybe do it. But that's kind of what it. Oh, that's kind of how the system is like already.
I see. And then you just recalculate what you want with this now.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But I think that what they have here is better for mobile phones, because you don't want to sit there for freaking 3 hours on your phone grinding a new character, you know?
No, nobody's going to want to do that.
Yeah, this way.
That's why they did this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so you can just, you know, change classes right away and then just jump right into it. That's what you want to do with mobile games, is, you know, be able to just pick it up and play it without all the setup going on. So I can see why they're doing that. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
And I'm surprised this game's not even out yet. This game was announced like 5 years ago at this point.
Wait, Immortal? It was like a year ago, right?
No, it was not a year
ago. 2 years ago?
No, it was pre-pandemic for sure.
Yeah, that's 2 years ago.
Way before that, though.
Really?
I swear it's been like 4 or 5 years.
No.
Yeah.
No. Immortal?
Yeah. This mobile phone version? Yeah.
Really?
It's been announced forever ago.
It can't be that long. No way.
Let's see if we can look it up then. Diablo Immortal.
If it's 2017 or beyond, like you said, I'll be very surprised. That's crazy. Maybe I just wasn't on my radar like that.
2018.
That's close. Yeah, you're pretty close to being right. That's way pretty close.
4 years, yeah. 4 years ago.
Man. That's freaking crazy. Weird. Man. Okay. That's plenty of time to rewrite it and change everything. You're right.
Yeah, you know exactly. I mean? That's plenty of time. Make a whole new story and all that. Yeah.
Like, actually, it's between 2 and 3 and not the
yeah,
same.
Yeah, we didn't tell you this earlier, but...
We're getting there. So
they're trying to trying out a Japanese-style class system that they do in, like, Final Fantasy, I think, Tai Chi. I guess so. I don't play too many of those type of games. I know there's a big game out right now called Genshin Impact. I think it's a mobile game, too. I'm wondering if they're trying to go that route with it. I have never played that game, though. I know it's super popular, though. There's fucking fandoms out there already about the game and cosplayers and shit like that. But maybe they're trying to go that route. I don't know sure what the system is like in that, though.
Yeah. All right. This is actually some sad news, especially to us 90s kids and shit. But Bruce Willis is retiring from acting. And it's not because he wants to, it's because he has to. He has a disease called asphyxia.
Does anyone ever retire from acting, though?
Yeah, some do, but no, I think he's having to. He has something called apatia, sorry. And this is an ability that messes with his cognitive skills, so he's not able to communicate as well.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, so even his daughter had to announce this for him, you know? Right. So I'm like, damn, that fucking sucks. I'm like, it's a legend, man. Fucking legend. Not only Die Hard, but... You know, if you're a nerd like us, Fifth Element, man. He's a fucking hero of Fifth Element. Live action Spike from Bebop, you know? Live action...
Ocean's 12.
Gene Starwin. Yeah, Ocean's 12. Yeah. But yeah.
Is it Unbreakable or which one?
Unbreakable,
Is it Unbreakable? Yeah.
Unbreakable. It's too bad, man. Bruce Willis is great. Sad news. On some brighter news, they are rebooting the Spy Kids movie. And this will also be made...
Didn't they reboot it already?
No, Did they?
I feel like they did.
Are you sure?
Not 100%, but I feel like they did.
You mean like continued again with the same people though, right? This is gonna be a straight up reboot with
a whole new reboot, whole new kids and everything.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, okay. Made by Netflix.
I don't think they did that.
Yeah. Made by Netflix. But guess what? The original director's coming back. Robert Rodriguez will be making this Spy Kids.
Oh, that's cool.
Now, I've never seen Spy Kids, but I'm not stupid, and I know how fucking well liked this movie is, not only in the movie community, but in the nerd community, too. Everyone loves this fucking movie.
I think my siblings watched it and liked it.
Yeah, dude, I know adults that watched that movie and said, yo, that movie was good. Like, you should watch it.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, me either. I haven't gotten around to it. I think it's probably like a fun action movie, but some fun action movies are just so good that you have to like them. Like, Sky High here is one of those things. Like, it's just like a fun action adventure, but it's so fucking good that everyone loves it. You know? But I haven't gotten to it. But yeah, I find it hard just to rewatch kid movies. I'm sure I'll have no choice if I, when I have kids, like, I'm going to have to watch this shit. So might as well pick it out now.
Right.
But yeah, anyway, new Spy Kids. Keep an eye out for that if you're a fan or if you were a fan back in the day. AJ?
So something that, or do I have the link for it? Or did I fuck it up? I think it's right here. Sonic the Hedgehog. So we have a movie coming out pretty soon, right?
Yeah.
And apparently, they got together and Tails has his own little, he's starting his own YouTube channel.
Damn. Promotional?
I'm not sure what they're doing with this, honestly.
It's probably promotion, because they're opening up a whole Sonic-verse.
Yeah, that's another thing, too, that I have a link to this story, too, that they're talking about doing a whole cinematic universe or some shit, too,
yeah, there's
with
gonna
Sonic
be
the Hedgehog.
Yeah, I think we talked about it, remember?
And yeah, we did talk about,
there's gonna be a Knuckles show.
Something else, too, like a separate... There's like two things they announced. One of them was a Knuckles spinoff show. Oh, we got the third movie announced, too, right? So... yeah, but yeah, the Tails 2 thing sounds pretty cool. They have Sonic over here and also talking, and they're answering mail. So they drop Rogue. They talk about I guess Rogue was kind of mentioned. Cream gets brought up right here. Amy Rose gets brought up into. So I'm not sure how much of this is going to be connected to either the movie universe or the video game universe. People are saying too, because they're talking about their planet and where they're from and all that. There's some cool information in this one video actually, just about Sonic and the world that they live in and all that. They brought up people too, and people are questioning one of these characters in here. Like, does she have something to do with the Sonic Frontier game that's coming out pretty soon? I don't know why her specifically they point out. I'm not sure if all these other people are recognizable through some other past games or whatever. But that's something that people are looking into watching this video. But
how hyped are you right now? I mean, like, Sonic is moving to prominence and actually looks pretty decent, like they're trying. What do you think?
I'm not super, super hyped because they've given us cool shit in the past that ends up being not that cool in the end.
That's true.
So, like, I'm just kind of scared, Like, okay, cool. I love all the Sonic shit coming out. But then at the same time, I'm like, should I care about it? Or are you going to kill this shit, like, later on where no one's going to, like, even, like, bother with it, Like some of the other
possible.
Shit. That's kind of all I'm worried about here.
Eggman.
Yeah, exactly. Which Eggman is the original, like,
I know.
Japanese.
It just makes
game,
me
like,
mad. Yeah. I know everyone else, it makes sense, but to me, it makes
They brought
me
up
mad.
Chaos Emeralds in here, too, in this Tails thing, which is like, is that going to show up in the movie now?
Well, we already know they're doing the big Emerald, so they got to do the Chaos Emeralds eventually.
So does that mean we're getting Super Sonic finally in the movies? Like, I don't know.
I think they're going to save Super Sonic for movie 3.
Nah.
You think he's going to be in this one?
I think he's going to show up this time.
Damn, that'd be nuts.
And then also, too, about Sonic Frontier, which is the new game coming out. It's supposed to be the open-world Sonic. And they kind of teased a few months ago. Supposing there might be some teasers about that in this video as well. But one other thing I didn't know is that Ian Flynn is actually, producing it or writing the game or something like that.
Who the fuck is that?
Ian Flynn is the writer for the IDW comic right now.
Oh, shit.
And I think he did a lot of writing for the previous Archie series as well. So he has, like, the Sonic universe kind of down, right? So the fact that they're including him as part of the game now means that the comic books might be more tied into the game than we think, which that's already kind of showing.
That's pretty cool. I'm sure that doesn't get you hyped.
So that kind of gives me, like, more work. Now I feel like I got to go and play the game just to keep up the stories and shit.
You're like, I'm not hyped. That makes more work for me. That's
funny. I was like, fuck, why are you connecting all this shit? I'm already behind in the comics. But yeah, so that's kind of all the Sonic info right now that I kind of gathered, and seems interesting. I think this whole Tails Tube thing is going to be like a series, like maybe a weekly thing, maybe monthly thing. I don't know, but go look for it on YouTube, Tails Tube. It looks like he's trying to be like a VTuber or something like that.
Oh, we have no roundup, right?
No, we don't.
Okay, quick piece of news here. Michael Bay is promoting his new movie Ambulance. You know, point out, you know, this
oh, yes, and trailers and billboards and stuff like that, ads out there.
Yeah. So he's promoting it, saying, he's like, yeah, a lot of the stuff we did, the car flips, you know, the explosions, all that shit's real. You know, we really did that.
That's real stuff.
Yeah, that's Michael, very Michael Bay of him, you know?
True.
But he does go on to say, some of the CGI in this movie is shit. And I'm like, he's like, I wasn't happy with it. I don't like how it was done or whatever the fuck. Which is really surprising because
Michael Bay.
Yeah, usually that's the whole thing that he like is pretty happy about and pretty proud of. But you know, apparently the CGI sucks. I don't know if the studio rushed him or what. He sounds pretty mad about it, though. He doesn't sound like he's happy about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, me either. I'm just like, damn. Also, Michael Bay isn't known for great movies, so it's funny that he would like cover his bases in that way. I don't know. Odd. But yeah. Ambulance coming soon. Shitty CGI. Look forward to it. That's what Michael Bay said. So.
Okay.
Other quick piece of news. PlayStation combines PlayStation Plus and PlayStation Now. And it's a one-tiered subscription service now. I don't really know how that's going to work. Has anyone feeling that they combine those? Do you feel any difference in PlayStation Plus and or PlayStation Now that they blended them together?
I don't know. Like, I don't have a PlayStation and all that, so I have no clue how this... But I know it's been kind of weird because I know they have their Plus and their Now service. Basically, it's Game Pass for PlayStation, and Game Pass is something that Xbox does that gives you access to all these games. I think every month they change out, they rotate games in and out of it and stuff like that. So you can pretty much play, like, new games, I believe, are also accessible. So I think that's what Sony's trying to do right now. This was the subscription service also formerly known as Spartacus. So this is finally out. It's basically, I don't even think, did they give it a new name? I think it's just called PlayStation Plus, right?
I think they absorbed Now.
Yeah, so now I think Now's rolled into it now. Or into one of the tiers, apparently.
Yeah. No, it's with Now and Plus are one now. And it says some of the benefits are it provides the same benefits that you're giving with PlayStation Plus. 2 monthly downloadable games, exclusive discounts, cloud storage for save games, online multiplayer access. There are no changes for existing PlayStation Plus members in this tier.
So there's tiers though, like there's different tiers. So
yeah, that's weird.
There's like other levels to it too. So I think Now was the PlayStation Now shit was in one of the tiers, but not all of them.
I see. Yeah, because now so then the next one is PlayStation Plus Extra.
Yeah,
which sounds redundant to me. PlayStation Plus Extra.
They should have called it Plus Ultra. They fucking missed.
Oh,
this
that would have been so good. Man. Oh my they god. Could have got All Might to do it. Damn.
Right?
So this one provides all the same benefits from the Essential tier, whatever the fuck that is. Adds a catalog of up to 400 of the most playable, most enjoyable PS4 and PS5 games, including blockbuster hits from PlayStation Studios catalog, PlayStation Studios and catalog, and third-party game partners.
Tai Chi says it's streaming and downloadable rental video games, pretty much, except for PS3 games, because supposedly the architecture is too complicated to emulate on a PlayStation
Five
or whatever, right?
Bullshit.
So no PS3 games.
And the last tier is PlayStation Plus Premium. Provides all the benefits from Essential and Extra tiers together. Adds up to 340 additional games on top of the most popular ones. PS3 games are available via their cloud stream. Oh, that's pretty cool. You get to play PlayStation 3 games. That's tight. Catalog
over the cloud, though, meaning that you can't download it. You can only stream it, which means you need to have a good like internet connection.
Damn. A catalog of beloved classic games available in both streaming and download options from PlayStation, PlayStation 2, and PSP generation. That's kind of cool.
Oh, PSP. That's cool.
Yeah,
and Vita, too.
Mm-hmm. They didn't say Vita. Offers cloud...
The article I had said Vita.
Okay. Offers cloud streaming access for original PlayStation, PS2, PSP, and PS4 games offered in the Extra and Premium tiers in the market, where PlayStation Now is currently available. Customers can stream games using PS4 and PS5 consoles and PC. Time limited game trials will also be offered in this tier, so customers can try select games before they buy them. Well, that's cool.
Oh, the PS Vita thing is only like the benefits you get, like any PS3 and
$50 Vita. Monthly. I'm sorry, no, $17.99 monthly.
Yeah, they have some like weird like pricing tiers too. Like there's like a $15 a month one,
or
there's
$60. Sorry, $50 quarterly, or $120 yearly.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so there's different types of tiers and all that. I don't have a Sony PlayStation system right now, so I technically don't care right now.
I got a PS4. I'll be playing it. I'll be playing, you know, King of Fighters on there.
Right. So, yeah, so I don't know. That's cool. Good for them. good. I hope it works. What's cool about the Microsoft one, maybe, I don't know, I'm not going to do it. But you can, if you have a Windows computer, you can have the Xbox Game Pass shit. So you can play Xbox games on your computer. If Sony does some shit like that, where you can play all those Sony PlayStation games on your PC, then we can start talking. But
that's some,
as of right now, like, I'm like, whatever. So I don't have a system anymore. So,
right. Let's see. What else do we want to talk about?
We can talk about Zelda.
Oh. All right. So we start off with the dick move part. You
didn't even... Oh, you got a dick move part for this?
I wasn't going to, but it is a dick move.
Oh, shit. It is, huh?
So I'm going to... All right. So I'm just going to preface AJ's news by saying the first part of this news is the bullshit announcement that Breath of the Wild 2 is delayed again.
Yep.
Motherfuckers. I even waited on the first game for a few years to play it because I'm like, you know what? I'm going to wait until this is complete because we were saying it's not complete. Didn't matter. I'm still waiting for years.
Yeah, so the producer came out. They had like a short little video saying that the game is being pushed back to spring 2023.
Bullshit.
He stated that developers are working diligently on the game and has apologized to the fans and all that stuff for the delay. So yeah, 2023, still waiting on that. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. What else you have to say on that one?
I mean, that's about it.
Oh, that's about it. Okay.
Yeah, that's all I had to say about
it. But yeah, so continue to wait. Well, I'm wondering too, like, why they're waiting, other than like, what's so complicated about this game right now that they have to push it back more?
And why did they announce it so early?
Yeah, exactly. Because Nintendo doesn't really do shit like that, where they don't announce a game like years earlier. Like, usually they announce a game like a year before, maybe 6 months before, and then it's just out. Like, Nintendo's been doing that shit a lot lately.
Yeah, they have, huh?
Yeah, like all the Pokemon shit. Like, especially the new Pokemon game. And then Splatoon, that was like a year early, but it's coming out. But
yeah.
Breath of the Wild 2 has been announced like years ago at this point now. I've always been wondering too, like, are they kind of waiting on the Switch Pro that's been rumored forever? Because this thing is supposed to be like, you know, beautiful looking, right? It's supposed to have the great graphics and all that. And maybe they need the Switch Pro, a stronger Switch, to kind of, you know, showcase it better. I wonder if they're waiting on that. That's my theory. I don't know, though.
They better hurry up and get on it, man.
Maybe the Switch Pro is no longer coming out, because I think we had a story about that recently. That like there was supposed to be a thing, but then now it's no longer a thing. I wonder if that like threw them off. Like, oh shit, the Switch Pro is not coming out. Okay, we need to like downgrade the graphics now, guys. Let's get back in this game and downgrade everything. Maybe that's the thing. I don't know.
Could be.
And then maybe I broke a bunch of shit. Trust me, I know.
Right.
You change one thing, everything breaks.
All right. So two pieces of One Piece news. First off,
what?
Yeah, man. Two pieces of One Piece news. So first off, you know, I mentioned, yeah, no, click the first one. No, you can go back. Yeah. Oh, you're just getting them both ready. Mm-hmm. Sorry. The first piece of news is Shanks from One Piece has been casted. And ironically, it's this guy from Yellow Jackets, which just started watching, Peter Gadiot. Yeah, he's casted as Shanks. I see the resemblance. I feel the energy from what I've seen so far. I get it. It's this guy's Shanks. I like it. So I was like, okay, cool. I don't know if he has the power to portray what Shanks really eventually we realize what he is, you know, like.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't know what that means. But okay.
Personality wise, he feels just like Shanks. I'm like, oh, very cool. Also, we have never really seen Shanks fight in One Piece, so I guess yeah, he doesn't have to do anything yet. I'm like, we're 1,016 episodes in, and this guy still hasn't had to fight yet. So.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, he's one of the baddest fools in the game, and we don't know why yet. Yeah. Anyways, this is another piece of news actually connected to the Oscars, One Piece related. So, they caught Jamie Lee Curtis at the Oscars. You know, I guess she went. And I think they asked her, you know, what do you think about this new live action One Piece show that's out? And she's like, oh, One Piece. It's like, yeah, I love One Piece. She's like, I know my friend is the voice actor in the animated English version, blah blah blah, right? Mm. He's like, and we were talking and we were saying I should be the doctor that teaches Tony Chopper how to be a doctor. She's like, you know, just, I was watching some episodes with her and like learning about it. It's like, yeah, this character is just like me and blah blah blah, et cetera, et cetera. Huh. I'm like, holy shit, Jamie Lee Curtis knows about One Piece shit. And like, she's saying right now she wants to be involved in the live action One Piece show that's getting casted right now.
I think she was the one that was at Evo one year.
Oh, I think it was
as a cosplayer. But no one knew because she was in full like outfit. I forgot who she was. I think it was like a Mortal Kombat character or something like that.
That'd
yeah.
be fucking funny.
So yeah, I think she's secretly a nerd.
Yeah, dude, I'm fucking hyped, man. Jamie Lee Curtis is gonna be her name is Kareha. And yeah, she's the doctor that teaches our boy Tony Chopper, one of the best Straw Hat characters, you know, how to be a doctor. And you guys should really look up this interview. She was Anbu or something?
That's cool. She was Vega.
That's funny. That's hilarious. Oh shit, she's posing with Makoto.
Yeah, because I remember even like I was at Evil that year and I did see
that Vega
like walking around. Never thought anything about it, and it turns out like it was freaking.
She's been a Power Ranger before too.
What the heck?
Yeah, I mean for an old lady, she's pretty in shape, so yeah, she could pull off a lot of that shit. But yeah, for anyone who's never known, Kareha, if you want to click this little mama thing, this is a character that's like old. She's like, they say she's really fucking old, and she's like, you know, basically decrepit, but she's running around and jumping around like fucking the young characters and and she's swearing and smoking and drinking alcohol and talking shit to people all the time.
That's funny.
And I'm like, this would be fucking hilarious if she plays this character.
Huh,
so
okay.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm glad that she knows, and it's not just like someone offhandedly mentioned it to her. She knows about One Piece shit. She's researched this. She looked into it. I'm like, that's fucking cool.
That's cool. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
That sounds dope. Yeah, it's kind of cool to see, like, hear these celebrities actually know the context and, like, of things, you know? You kind of wish they would, like, in other previous, like, movies that were, like, redone off of animes or video games. Like, you're, like, you just wish they fucking read some material for, like, at least 10 minutes, you know?
Right? Just know a little bit about them and shit.
Yeah, but it looks like she, like, you know, definitely knows some shit. That just makes it a lot better.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully this One Piece show is actually good. Like, I mean, like, at least twice as good as Bebop. Because then it might pick up steam and it might get better every season, you know? And apparently they got big actors that are interested. Jamie Lee Curtis, like, season one doesn't have anybody too big in it yet. But if they keep getting bigger in season two, season three, they might get better actors and it might just become this cool big-ass world, you know?
That'd be cool.
Yeah, so.
That'd be a first.
Yeah, it would be a first, right? For an anime thing to be done well like that. But anyway, One Piece news there. Other news, Ezra Miller, The Flash. Are we not getting any more Justice League shit? Because this guy is got arrested again for assaulting someone.
Again?
Yeah, this happened once before a couple years ago. And, you know, Warner Bros. Kind of swept under the rug. He assaulted a chick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then just this week, man, somebody was doing karaoke. He was drunk. And he didn't like them doing the karaoke. He started talking shit to them. And
were they doing the song bad or something?
Yeah, that's what he is. According to him, you know?
You're ruining the song.
Yeah, and then, like, somebody talked shit back to him, and he went over and started fighting them and shit, you know? And
wow.
And then now, today, this is breaking news, you know?
Mm.
A fucking couple has put a restraining order out against this guy, saying that he fucking kicked in their bedroom door and fucking threatened them and shit and told him he's going to kill them.
Fuck?
He's living with them or whatever, but which is even weirder. Like, this is a big time actor. Like, why are you fucking like living in someone else's house?
Yeah,
weird, right?
Yeah, that is weird.
But you know, for whatever reason, he kicked in their door and fucking told them he would kill them both, or like he would fuck them, and he fucking robbed them and took their shit.
What
like
the fuck?
Took their passport and their social security shit, and like they still haven't gotten their shit back. And Warner Brothers still hasn't done shit about this guy.
Wow.
Warner Brothers is the same company, by the way, that fired Johnny Depp for not doing anything with this whole Amber Heard thing. Like, he's fired because of the scandal. But this is okay, though. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, what is going on?
Physical evidence and all that, you know.
There's videos.
Not
look,
necessary, you know.
This is the first thing from a couple years ago where he's choking this bitch. And, like, we know that's a thing. And Warner Brothers, you know, that's like, oh, you know, it's fine.
Interesting.
I'm not talking about it. I'm just like, this is weird.
It is
like,
weird.
I don't like this. Anyway, yeah. So That being said, the Flash movie that was supposed to come out later this year has now been pushed back to 2023.
Wonder why.
I don't know. Maybe it's unrelated. Unrelated.
Maybe, yeah.
AJ?
So, Fortnite. You ever heard of that game? Have you actually played Fortnite before?
No.
No?
I've seen it, but I never played it.
You've seen it? Yeah. One of the things about Fortnite that, like, you know, sometimes turn people off is their building mode. That's one of the main things. That's why it's called Fortnite, I believe. Because you build shit, right?
Oh, is that why it's called Fortnite?
Yeah, I believe so. You know it's a shooty game, right?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, bang,
yeah,
bang.
Yeah, but like when you're like in conversation with somebody, like you build shit. You build a wall in front of you, and then you could build a fucking platform on top of it, and you could build a house. So people make fun of it sometimes. It's like, oh yeah, I don't like playing Fortnite because I don't like being. I can't build a mansion. So like you build fucking towers high and shit, and people are jumping in there. But you can also shoot, like, if you shoot the walls enough, they'll break down and all that, right? That's kind of like, that's one of the main concepts of Fortnite. That also, I never, like, I did play Fortnite for like a little bit, never understood how to build shit, was never fast enough with it. People do that shit all the time. There's a mode now called Zero Build in Fortnite that takes away the building mode, so now you can play without even having to worry about building shit now, which is probably cool. Maybe more people will come back to it, I don't know. But if anyone would like stop playing Fortnite because they couldn't do the building stuff, you can probably go back to it now and check it out. I'm not gonna do it.
Decided. All right, other news. So some of the Funimation and Crunchyroll acquisitions are setting in, and not everyone's liking it. There's a lot of things they're gonna. I think I mentioned last week. There's a lot of things that are gonna be lost to High Dive. That Funimation. Crunchyroll cannot absorb, and it's actually a lot of popular anime. I think we talked about that last week. But this week, another update came from Crunchyroll that, from now on, if you have the free Crunchyroll, which has the ads, you will not be able to watch the new anime that drops for spring 2022 and summer 2022 and winter 2022. So, you know, that's one of the things on Crunchyroll is you get something up to date when they bring out the new shit that got it, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah, you're not gonna get that anymore
if you're doing the free one,
yeah, with the commercials. So yeah, you can still enjoy Crunchyroll, you can still enjoy their library, just with commercials. But if you want to be able to see the new shit, sorry, you gotta fucking pay for it.
Just old shit, huh?
Only old shit now. You gotta pay for it if you want the new shit now. I'm kind of I don't know how to feel about that. I'm kind of cool with it, but I'm kind of like, it's kind of fucked up too.
I mean, eventually some of the new shit will be old shit and then be available at some point.
Yeah, you can wait out. Right? I'm sure you haven't seen every anime, so you can watch some other shit while you're waiting.
If it's free, then I don't see a problem with that, honestly.
No, you're right.
That makes sense.
It's just, it sucks for people that already have it. And,
yeah, it sucks that you're used to it, though.
Yeah, but you're right. They're not paying for it, so yeah. What are they going to say, right?
Yeah.
And so here's some of the things you'll be missing out on. Dawn of the Witch, Tomodachi Game, Shikimori is Not Just a Cutie. The Great Demon Lord is Reborn as a Typical Nobody, and Spy X Family. That's the big fucking release for spring 2022. Everyone's hyped about that anime. And if you don't have this new version, you cannot watch it, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, I think people would be more pissed off. At least I would be pissed off, even if I don't have Crunchyroll. If it feels like, oh yeah, the low tier plan for, you know, $6.99 a month doesn't let you watch new shit, then I'll be
that would be frustrating.
I was like, I'm paying for this shit, what the fuck. But the fact that it's a free tier, okay, that makes sense.
This goes into effect May 31st. Okay. So, yeah, just be ready. Don't get mad. Don't rage quit, guys. AJ, how much news you got left?
I got one more story.
Okay, let me go again then. Morbius lies to us.
What?
No. So, actually, maybe we should put the spoiler thing for this news. I think. Should we?
Oh, spoiler news.
It's not really a spoiler. I mean, it is kind of a spoiler. Okay.
All right, spoiler warning, and you know, like just a quick one about the news.
Yeah, it's not a big one.
I'm not gonna put the music on. I don't think.
You don't think?
Because I feel like this is more. I don't know what the story is.
But it's the Morbius movie, and yeah. You know, this talks about their advertisement and what they were advertising to us, and what's actually not in the movie. So, I don't know if that's a spoiler or a warning.
It's a warning. Okay. I think it's a warning.
Well, I'll give you guys an extra warning if you don't want to know anything about the Morbius movie. Please skip ahead a good minute or two right now, because we're just going to say it real briefly. The Morbius promotion has lied to everybody. You know, Adrian Toomes, the Vulture,
yeah.
Michael Keaton?
Yeah.
Not in the movie.
Why would they show us that?
They wanted to trick you.
And then why would you not tell people about this? Why would you let them skip ahead?
They wanted to trick you to get you to go see the movie, even though they knew it wasn't going to be good. Because guess what? People don't like this fucking movie. It's got really bad scores right now.
Oh, shit.
Now, that's not to say that Michael Keaton does not appear. He just doesn't appear in the movie. He does appear briefly in an after-credit scene. However, that after-credit scene is not any of those scenes we saw in the trailers.
Why?
I don't know, AJ, because they knew it was going to suck. That's my only guess. I don't know what else to think other than that. They must have known it was going to suck, and they were like, you know what? We need people to watch this movie. You're just going to fucking tell him he's in it. And he wasn't. He played no plot.
So they knew that like a year ago. Like, oh, this movie sucks.
I don't know if it was a last-minute decision or what. I don't know, man. I don't know what to say because I don't know how they came to this, but all I know is that they lied to us.
That's crazy. He's not in it.
And there's no Spider-Man references, too.
All right. I was, like, already planning this weekend to go see it and shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was, like, you serious?
About it. Yeah, I was, like, thinking about it. Like, man, maybe I should go see it just in case and everything.
Nope. Don't waste your time.
Yeah. Now I don't even feel like seeing it now.
Nah, I don't see it.
Like, I was actually, like, about to go watch Venom 2 because I didn't see it because I know there's something connected.
I heard that's kind of good.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, the only Venom connection this movie has is the scene you've seen in the trailer already where it says, I am Venom. And he's like, what? And he's like, no, I'm just joking. Yeah, that's the only reference of Venom in the whole
thing. Damn, knocking out. I don't want to see it anymore.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't. Don't waste your money. Don't waste your money.
I'll just wait for it.
So hopefully that wasn't like a spoiler for you guys, but that's just facts.
I'll wait for it to appear on Steven's server.
Okay, other real quick piece of news. Disney Plus tried to censor Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which it's funny because I had pointed out last year that's the bloodiest Marvel project we've gotten is Falcon and the Winter Soldier. There's a lot of murder, a lot of blood, a lot
Disney,
of problems.
It wasn't even from Netflix. It was Disney Plus.
Yeah, Disney Plus tried to censor it, or at least we think they did, because earlier today they came out and said, oh no, that wasn't a censor, that was a glitch. We did not mean for that to come out. That was a mistake of an alternate cut. Blah, 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 blah.
How does she let that happen? Because
it can't, bro. It can't. They're lying. They tried to censor it, and they realized we all got mad, and they tried to take it away.
But the WandaVision thing, remember like how the ending kind of changed, and it was that figure that everyone was talking about floating through?
And that was like a watermark or some shit?
Yeah, it was like a watermark or some shit like that. Like, how does shit like that happen?
You know what? You're right. Maybe that is similar.
Like, how does that a mistake? Like, I have videos on my server, and I don't fucking overwrite them and get a whole new fucking scene, and you know, like,
yeah.
How does that even...
Yeah, how's that a thing? Yeah. You know, you bring up a really interesting question, AJ. But yeah, this is a glitch with an alternate...
Therefore, you're lying.
We take it as disrespect. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's weird.
Yeah, that's weird. But, like, I don't know. I'm also wondering, too, because, like, wasn't there a discussion, like, oh, maybe this part of the parental, like, controls and everything?
Nope. It's not true, though. You see that regardless of putting in the parental control. Yeah. But they're going to change it back.
They reverted it back. But what if that's their plan, though? What if they were fucking with that feature, and then maybe they released it on accident, and that's what the glitch is?
You know what, AJ?
So that could be a thing,
that actually
right?
tracks. That makes a lot of sense, that maybe they were just playing with a edited version of it that they have. You know what? You could be right. I could see that.
It's like, yeah, when you sign into the parental thing and you're the parent, you can
see
it.
This is what you see.
And the kids will see this version. And then, like, let's go test it out. And then they fucked up, and it went out of public, and the public wasn't supposed to see it.
Yeah, you know, that's
maybe that's what it is.
That's a good guess. Yeah. I can believe that. Okay.
There you go. I figured it out, guys. You heard it here first, and I'm Focus.
Yeah. Man. All right. AJ, you got one more piece of news, right?
There's a conspiracy theory, says Tai Chi. They changed it to inflate the viewing numbers because it make people watch it to confirm it. That's interesting.
Solid tactic. If that was a thing, that's a pretty good tactic.
I guess Falcon Winter Soldier would be the lowest rated one because everyone's tops is never Captain Falcon Winter Soldier.
Yeah, that's never the top Falcon.
It's always like Loki, WandaVision, and then maybe that. Or yeah, then maybe What If and all that. Yeah, so yeah. That's a co-theory too.
I could see that.
I like that. All right. Well, another news. Outside the Marvel Universe, Pokemon Universe, and Amazon. So apparently Amazon quietly launched a subscription service for Pokemon T-Shirt Club.
What?
So those that subscribe will receive a new Pokemon shirt every month.
Yo, we got to get on that, right?
Yes and no. I'm kind of afraid of what designs you'll get. But here's
some
like
whack ones. Already with this, I'm already not
because,
impressed.
Because
not
it's,
impressed
because
already.
Because it's a t-shirt club, like they're not going to show you what print it's going to be. Like this is just.
Oh, that's just to sell it.
Yeah, this is just a static, you know, image, you know, to kind of get you going.
I'm going to still need to see the first release first.
Do I have to like, yeah, like I want to see like what shirts have come out so far or will come out. Then, you know, I'll be like, okay, those are some cool shirts. But as of right now, there's nothing. I wonder, it's like $20 a month. And you get one t-shirt a month. Yeah, you can choose your size and everything. I'm not sure. I think Amazon has services like that exist. But if you want a Pokemon shirt every month, go check it out. I don't think I'm going to do it. I'm very picky with what Pokemon I wear. So,
yeah, grass type only.
Yeah.
All right.
No, that's not true. But
my last piece of news. There will be a Pennywise prequel connected to the It movie, the modern It movies 1 and 2. It's coming out. They haven't given too much details on it, except that this is going to be talking about Pennywise when he first got to Derry. The show is going to be called Welcome to Derry. And, you know, I guess that's going to be both for us as viewers as well as to Pennywise when his fucking alien ship crashes there and he fucking morphs into this creepy-ass fucking clown for some reason. I guess we're going to find out how that whole thing plays out.
He's from space?
Yeah.
What the fuck? That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen the whole fucking Pennywise.
You should watch them. They're
all
good.
All that shit.
Yeah, they reveal eventually that he fell from a star or whatever. This is all connected to Dark Tower.
I was going to say, is there any connection to, was it called Killer Clowns from Space?
No.
Damn.
Well, kind of. I mean,
I mean.
Not by the writers, but you know, Nat, we're saying that he fell from the stars. Like, you could say it, you know. Maybe they learned from him and they're like, oh, that's a good idea. A clown. Okay, let's be those fools.
Hmm.
Yeah, I could see that. But yeah, so there will be a Pennywise prequel show. It's about him coming to Derry. From the picture that they showed, which is like, it looks like an old-timey version of the actor who plays Pennywise, like in a suit and shit. And I'm like, I guess it's going to be about that character. But Pennywise itself is an alien that hit the fucking planet and like copied the first thing that they thought that people liked so it could attract victims, you know?
Mm.
And clowns. Oh, people like clowns. I'm going to turn into a fucking clown. And, yeah, I guess he's, like, slowly learned to try to be more human to not freak people out.
Right.
That's the whole thing, is he's just trying not to freak you out so he could eat you, you know? yeah. This, I feel 50-50 on this.
Concept.
As a big It fan, I feel very 50-50 on this. I feel like this could be really good or really shitty, like, just some project they want to shove down our throats to try to, like, sell more It shit, you know? It's hard to say with this one, man, but I'm hoping that they make it to a point where it's an actually very interesting show, and I want to know like how creepy he becomes and like how he like, you know, I'd love to see it more scary than what we've already seen in the movies. Basically,
it can almost be like the Joker, like kind of that thing.
Yeah.
See how he becomes kind of messed up in the head and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
But more creepy and more supernatural because it's a fucking alien,
right?
You know?
Yeah. So. Cuckoo says he's Stephen King's version of old ones / elder gods.
Yeah, that's true. Hmm. They basically say that he's like one of those really old, yeah, demonic spirits or whatever. Yeah, exactly. It has come from space. That's all. All right. That's it for the news part of Unfocus, guys. AJ, what you got planned for your future Unfocus?
Yeah, that's actually feels like one of the quickest episodes we've had.
In a long time.
Yeah, news is kind of weak this week.
Yeah, still a good episode, too, even though.
Yeah. I mean, after Will Smith, like, you know, slapped Chris Rock, things just went.
Everybody went quiet.
Yeah, everyone went quiet. No one wanted to get slapped.
That's
just in case, you know?
Right.
you know, one thing I forgot to talk about that I did. I went to round one and I played that music game I like playing. It's like a touchscreen game. Yeah, music and all that, right? You touch the screen to the rhythm. There's all these little things you got to press on, right? And I try to start venturing into master mode now, where shit's fucking faster and shit, and there's more shit going on all at once. And I play this one song like 9 times because there's this one part in the song where like it's really fast, and I can see it happening, but I can't get the rhythm down right, and it was fucking pissing me off. And I failed that song like 8 times.
Shit.
And I finally passed it on the 9th time, and I got a B for it. Once I fucking learned that pattern and the rhythm to it, I fucking
nailed it.
It's
way more doable.
Yeah, and it was more doable, and it actually got me the fucking win. So, oh shit, what up, Carlos? You're late, though. We're about to take off. But yeah, so I want to go back and play more of that shit, though, because I fucking learned the rhythm of it finally. Like, fuck yeah. Now I got to get the other rhythm of everything else. So maybe go back to round one and play some more of that music game and maybe catch some more Street Fighter there. But I haven't been in round one in a while, so I've been too lazy to walk down there and check them out. I have a shitload of tickets too. I have like 7,000 tickets. And I was noticing there's like these cool like little action figures they have there that are like 7,000. I was like, oh shit, I can get one of these.
Oh shit.
Nothing I like though, so maybe one day. Or maybe I can just save up and buy like a freaking slow cooker or something like that. We'll see. Yeah, aside from that, maybe do some more Digimon.
They have
shit.
A slow cooker at round one.
Yeah, there's like a fucking like a toaster oven type of thing up there too. Skateboards, they like a vacuum. I think is something you can win.
That's fucking
if you
hilarious.
Wanted to. Yeah, they got like some random shit over there too. One cool thing I'm thinking about getting, they have like a neon sign that says like video games or you know random shit like that, like neon like you know line shit. Might get one of those for kicks. We'll see. More Digimon cards. Wags just gave me a from the Universe's My Hero Academia card set. He has a Momo Yajirosa card, and I might want to. He gave me that card, so now I want to build a deck around her.
So then pulls so items out of her breast, right?
Yeah,
that's right. I remember.
Out of her skin.
Whatever.
And then, yeah, maybe get back into some more Kawa. Feeling that computer. Steven's computer, not this Steven, but another Steven. Yeah, I got a lot of work on that shit.
Tai Chi says, Chris Rock's comedy tour starts next week and the prices of the tickets just skyrocketed. Here's the thing about Chris Rock. I was almost going to say here's the funny thing about Chris Rock, but that's my point. Chris Rock hasn't been funny for a long fucking time. And I didn't even think he was very funny at the Oscars. I was like, him getting slapped was the highlight of his comedy. So, I mean, like,
in a while, right?
Yeah, so I was like, I don't think this was done to jumpstart his career, but this is a good balance for him after getting slapped in front of public TV that he'll actually make some money because he sucks now.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, I heard some people saying this exact same thing. Like,
oh, you know, really?
Like, this helped, like, Will Smith more so helped Chris Rock. You know, now they're going to want to get him, like, a freaking Netflix special and all that.
Yeah, right?
Just so he can talk about it. Now he has new material to talk about, too, about getting slapped on stage and stuff. Like,
yeah, the world looks different once you've been slapped on stage.
Right, so yeah, so I think it did kind of re-jump his career in some way.
Yeah,
so Will Smith helped him more than he thought, I think.
Yeah, Tai Chi for sure, people want to know if he's going to talk about it, but if he happens to be funny when he does talk about it, guess what, that's going to re-excite his career, and now yeah. He's back in the game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know?
Yep, so that's interesting. Yeah, okay, I think I got nothing else for my Unfocus week. Finish my little website thing on the other
maybe
thing.
Download that Scott Pilgrim
thing. Maybe download that Scott Pilgrim thing into my computer.
What nice. Have? It's an album. It's track. Music.
It's a track, that's true.
Well, you, damn, Reason answered you.
I know, right?
All right.
I dropped it on the soundboard on accident. That's funny.
For my Unfocus week.
The anthem.
I'm going to watch more Yellow Jackets probably tonight. That show's fucking great. I also want to see Turning Red, like AJ had mentioned. I want to see West Side Story. I haven't gotten to see that yet.
You know, I'm kind of interested in seeing it because wasn't it like Jason talking about it? Yeah. Like, it's like amazing and stuff. And like, he made me want to go see it.
Yeah, it's funny. My girl said she fucking thought it wasn't that good. She watched, and she loves musicals. And she was like,
but she's a girl. Where's she? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, she was like, Maria wasn't that good. She's like, the old one was so much better. I was like, oh, shit. Damn. I know. I said, damn. Okay. I was like, okay. But, you know, I want to see it for myself.
Oh,
I want
shit.
To see
what's Wags up. Got a fucking woodwork all of a sudden.
All late.
Yeah.
We already gave your big ups, Wags, for beating that jackass at the tournament. Good job.
Oh, shit. He said he finished his Buffdramon deck.
The fuck?
Yeah. Like, remember, suddenly he has this weird concept of a rogue deck, right? Where he wants to have a Commandermon and just fucking beef it up to, like, 10,000, 11,000 DP.
Well, come on, Cletus. Come on.
So I want to see it. It's black and purple. That's interesting.
You'd have to. Black does a lot of attack increases. That makes sense.
Yeah, and then purple, I don't discard shit. Huh?
Discard, yeah. End game from discard. I was going to say, I'm sure you've thought about it. Have you thought about using Call of the Underworld?
I have it in one of my purple decks.
Okay. I was thinking your yellow-purple. If you're looking at it from a Yu-Gi-Oh side and you want to decrease the number of cards in your deck so that you get your shit faster, Call of the Underworld would be a good one because you discard, and because you discarded it, you draw a card.
I want to look into that then.
Yeah, just an idea. I don't know if that would even be that useful for you.
No, but like I was actually thinking about fucking around with some more purple shit and that, you know, purple yellow shit that I have going on.
Yeah.
To fucking draw shit quicker.
Oh, dude.
I was actually thinking about that.
Look at it, bro. It's perfect for what you're trying. That's fucking funny. Other than that, I want to read more of Avengers Forever. I know I've been saying that for the past few weeks, but I really do want to read more of it. I keep looking at it, and I'm too busy. I want to play more KOF, which I have been playing KOF. I just got to get used to their combo system. It's almost like Street Fighter. It's just slightly off on timing. I got to get used to their timing. Other than that, I think that's pretty much my unfocused week.
This shit brings back a level 4 purple.
No, no, no. Read the second ability.
Yeah, and your main, you play with purple level 4 lower card from your trash.
Not that one. Sorry.
The first part of it. Read when the you first trash part. This card from your hand using one of your effects, trigger draw one. So that's cool.
Yeah, because see that, then think about it. That's a, as they would say in Yu-Gi-Oh. You draw two pretty much. No. Well, if you drew this card, yeah. No,
like, okay, because I'm thinking of using it with like a freaking Miramon.
Oh, well, yeah. If you did that, then yeah,
draw one, trash one.
Yeah, right. If you use that, you would. Yeah, you would draw two. That's true. But yeah, yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Yeah, that's basically draw two for what purple does. And it's, if you think about Yu-Gi-Oh style, that's just a minus one, one less card in your deck. One, you put four of those in there, like you're getting to your meat faster. You know, like
yeah, yeah, exactly.
So just an idea.
Carl's asking if we played Elden Ring. Nah.
No, I want to. I want to, but I don't want to. Because you know what? It's giving me mad Diablo vibes. And I feel it looks like Diablo, but more badass. Because you know, it's like in third person view. The powers look cooler. Yeah. I'm like, I don't think I need that in my life right now. I think like I actually need to go to work.
It's not Diablo.
No, I know it's not Diablo. Yeah. I'm not saying that. I said I'm getting Diablo vibes as to how addicting it is and to how good it is.
It's like one of those Souls games. It will change your life, says Carlos. Shit.
Yeah,
but it's like one of those Souls games. Like when you die, it's like a permadeath type of die. Like so you really got to just be careful and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, this
I'm
sounds
not
like a
play. I know I'm not.
It sounds like a game that's just like Diablo, where I'm gonna not stop playing it. And I'm like, no, I'm good. I don't think I need Elden Ring in my life. I want to. Are you questioning your life? Damn, it's also gonna make you question your. Yeah. See, I don't want that. I don't want that. I'm good with what I'm doing right now.
I don't need to question my life right now.
Yeah, that's that. Clearly, you're not listening to me. That's what Diablo did to us. We fucking didn't go to school, didn't go to work. We fucking played Diablo, bro. And you know what? I don't regret it. And that's the problem. That's the problem. Yeah.
I've been honestly thinking, like, man, like, if I can clear up some more time, I want to play that new Diablo 2.
Damn. Don't even say that to me right now. Anyway, I'm focused. Thank you guys. We'll see you next week.
We out.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every
Wednesdays.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to subscribe!